You went on a 40,000-mile trip.
Mm-hmm.
Did any of your friends come down to see you off?
When I went on what trip? Which
on
trip?
On the flying saucer.
You mean my own people?
Friends.
Well, no.
For example, if I were
heading
out into space tomorrow at 7, I'd have a number of...
I usually went by myself because only one time. Only one time. I was very much surprised, too, because I wouldn't ask. When they tell me, then this was another thing. I made up my mind to do that way, and I handled it that way. One time they asked me for to bring two men, two scientists, along with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even know the one scientist. One of them I didn't know. He met me in Detroit. And anyway, so I called this one up and asked him about the other one. He knew the other one. I didn't. So they came along. And they have learned a lot. In fact, I understand they learned this much, that although their names have not been revealed yet, for security purposes and so forth, or their jobs especially, mostly, but they will reveal it. And when things begin to happen, you probably heard about that letter I got from called Straits letter or something like that. Well, when that happened, I was wondering how in the world they could give me the, or say, make the statement they did in that letter, unless somebody told them. I didn't. So then I figured the only ones that could have told them that would be these two men, these scientists. Because from that time on, I've been getting a tremendous amount of scientists up there. When I used to have Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon, open house to the people come and ask questions, just like we're doing now,
right,
and all of that. And they used to get a lot of scientists from different aircraft companies, engineers and so forth, come up with really terrific questions and things like that, you know. And
in other words, you're saying, though you can't reveal her identity at the moment, but you were, in effect, seen off on at least one occasion by two scientists.
They really took a ride with me.
They went on the flying saucer with you.
And I think as a result of quite a number of things that are in security field right now that I've been told recently are being under construction that I know these fellas observed.
When you say security, you're referring to the United States government, of
course. That's right. That's right. After all, we must use common sense. That's what I use. I could have put in a lot more in that book, Inside of Spaceships. But there was a lot of it in there that would have lent itself to some other nation, and that wouldn't have been right. So I figured, well, I keep that out because that's good in our own defense. See?
Right.
Well, you got to do that.
Any particularly interesting happening on any one of your nine trips?
Well,
it is fascinating, obviously.
Well,
extraordinary.
One case was very interesting because that was the only time that it was quite a good sized ship, a big ship, and they had quite a party like affair where they danced and all of that. It's the first time I really seen them dance.
Orchestra?
Well, there were it was no orchestra, but they had a machine that produced, and I understand that music really was coming from their own planet directly, like we do on radio.
It was a radio hookup.
Yeah, something like
that. It was what we call in the trade a remote.
Yeah.
Like in the old days,
real remote.
Yeah, it would be, at the Edgewater Beach Hotel.
Yeah, and you know the funny thing, too, the ships in their homes, the same thing, I must have mentioned that, the ships in their homes are illuminated, like the walls are, and produce the light instead of some light somewhere is hanging.
Hmm.
It's that kind of material.
Did you dance at this party?
I tried it. I couldn't make it.
Well,
I'm not much of a dancer
that
myself.
Like a well, tell us about your sitting it out.
Well, I was watching. I was interested in their footwork. It's a lot different than ours.
In what way?
I think we use three steps, and I don't know much about dancing, but something like that,
this
like a two-step and so on, so common. They use, I would judge the way I was watching it, probably four and six steps and so forth in various ways, you know. Well, I think tapping would come near it.
I see. This is admittedly a dumb question, but I like them. How did they dance? One male and one female?
Yes, the same way. Yes, but they didn't caress each other like we do in dances, more or less. More or less of a loose type of a dance, something like we have square dancing or something like that, you know, something like that. Every step, every motion of the body was symbolical of something in life.
Was there any drinking at the party?
Huh?
Any drinking?
Well, they had this juice, these juices,
juices.
Yeah.
Anyone get high?
Huh?
Did anyone get high?
No, I didn't see nobody get high. They seem to, if they have more, I suppose they probably control it well enough that it doesn't show or something, but they seem to go in moderate field right away. I think our trouble is mostly, for instance, I eat very little. Today we had to dinner and they had a small steak, very small, as small as they could serve. And I only ate half of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I only had one meal today besides that one. See? Well, I don't eat very much either. That's another thing.
You mentioned, I believe, earlier that they worked on the average about 2 hours a day.
That's correct.
What did they do with their recreation time?
They do a lot of study. Now, for an example.
Excuse me, how many hours in a day up there?
Well, it's
24?
It's like in 26 minutes to make in 24 hours, something mm-hmm. like that. I don't know exactly, but it's something like that. But anyway, you take, for instance, if there's, you give a figure, it's not the figure of population on Venus, but it'll give you figures for a good example.
Oh, that's a good question. See, I haven't thought about
for a good example. Every year, what we call a year in our own calendar, their calendar, every year, everybody, the citizens of the planetary system, are taken out for a ride, so-called excursion, for 3 months into space.
By the state?
Old and young, to study with the scientists all together. They're all scientists, you might say, then. They're studying, observing nature in space and all of that, and then they put down their own impressions, each one different. See? Their own impression, which is the freedom of the thought. All right. Then they bring that group back, see, and take another group.
Will this be an adult group?
Huh?
Adult group, or would they take
adult and youngsters alike.
Would they take infants, babies?
Yeah. Well, they don't take really little babies, but, I mean, children that are capable of learning.
Are they 10 years and older?
Yeah.
5 years
and
older?
Yeah. People that are, children start taking on impressions at a certain age.
Mm,
and they take them, and then they have all these graph machines and all of that. And they watch those, how they work, and how they register this particular frequency out in space, or how they register something else. For instance, like on our oil, when they came to Earth, right up in Canada, I talked to two men that contacted them. I had contact there. They were both businessmen. One was a doctor. Anyway, well, there, these same people that contacted them actually took some dirt and water from the lake there, and some dirt from the land and things like that, and took it for analysis to their planet or to their ship,
type thing, right? When was the last time you were in a flying saucer?
Oh, quite a while ago now.
A couple of years?
Well, not a couple of years, about a little over a year ago.
Do you have any date, if I may use that word, pending?
No,
any
I haven't.
Plans?
You never know. If I got an impression right now, we say, I'd probably go out. Maybe it'd be okay, maybe not. I went out a lot of times on the desert and nothing happened.
Right. In other words, you played your hunches.
That's
sometimes
right. That's right. What we call hunches. That's correct.
What was the shortest notice you ever had? Would
yeah. See, I went to Los
Angeles. Take off at 5 o'clock on the dot. Uh-huh. You just up and go.
Mm-hmm. I went into Los Angeles with attending to some business and going to take a bus back. I went in on the bus. When this all came up, within 15 minutes, and heck, I was gone 3 days.
I wonder, Mr. Adamski, did you ever try on any of their clothing? You know how various presidential candidates will dress up as an Indian or a jacket, et cetera.
Yeah.
Did you ever slip on
Yeah, I tried
any?
One of their jackets on one day.
From Venus?
Yeah. It was quite tight on me. And it felt very funny. I don't think I'd have been comfortable in it had I worn it all the time.
Over your
Yet
shirt?
Yet they were comfortable. Well, it was a material, I think it caused it. It was a funny material, a sheen to it, you know. And it must have had some kind of a radiation or power or something in it because I felt like something freaking me all the time.
Did they have zippers or buttons? Or
No, they don't have a zipper. It's similar to a zipper, but it's not exactly, I couldn't call it a zipper. And it's a button system. They push a button and things close up.
Push one button for the entire row?
It's a spring that is released and closes or something.
It's an automatic.
Yeah. In their suits, when they have a suit on, and they have goggles on them, too, they look like a monster. Then that's like, gosh, where they got their monster idea.
Yes.
When they appear in their garments, in their suits, they got these, and they're usually green.
The goggles?
Yeah.
The glasses?
Yeah.
Yes.
They're usually green. And they can light the light inside, see, and look down. see what's going on there. They got instruments in there, see?
In the belt.
And they can light that. You know, when they light that, there's green lights comes out of the eyes, you know, through the...
This is what frightens some people.
Yeah, that's where, they get the fright. Yeah, they got a suit on, see? They've been, you see, they told me when they first started coming in, they always took the suit off. See, and come out just like they were, you know, like that fella I met. But some people had shot at him. In France, they shot at him in different places, you know. So they can be killed, as I said. Therefore, they put the suit on. The suit will take a 22 caliber bullet. See?
Did they carry any weapons themselves?
No, never seen them with a weapon. But they...
Do they have hunting parties on, Vince?
Huh?
Do they have hunting parties?
I haven't learned that either. Fishing, a lot of fishing. You take, for instance, last item, maybe, because I notice you're getting all squirmies. Time is flying. Now, you heard about this case here of that scoutmaster. Remember that one? Quite a while back.
That was in Florida.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, everybody wondered why he got burned. Well, you can get burned with a rope. If you run your hand too fast.
Extremely painful burn,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, sure. Well, you see, what he did, he had this machete.
Mm-hmm.
And the ship was hovering low enough that he could hit it. Well, machete is metal.
Mm-hmm.
And if that ship would have lodged in there, stuck, see? Well, he acted as a ground, would have electrocuted him because ship outside was charged electrically. So that they would have produced a ground and he'd have been electrocuted. So each time he hit with the machete, a portion of the blade would break out, and of course he didn't make that contact. So they realized what might happen, and they shot a ray out at him, and a ray was not hot, but a mere fact that a shot, resistance that that his body put up on an arm and a hat, naturally got scorched, see? Because the ray was high frequency. But that's how that happened. They really saved a guy's life. Had he succeeded in having that blade stick in there and him hanging on to it, would it produce a circuit?
Understandable. Did you say before, Mr. Adamski, about the population on Venus?
Population, she's pretty heavily populated, but I don't know just what the number is.
Mr. Kane would like to know if they have more houses on Venus than we have on Earth.
Well, everybody seems to have a dwelling place. Everybody. They don't bunch up as we do sometimes. And the odd part of it is, while there is some buildings, what we'd call an apartments, like, you know, beautifully structured, I got a stone up there that is very, very decorative, and they make a lot of those buildings of this particular stone. But most of them got individual dwelling places, see? And they got quite a bit of land with it, where they can spread out, you know, not crowded.
What is their form of transportation? Do they have cars, bicycles?
Yeah, they have, but the cars have no wheels. They ride on a magnetic current of the Earth, of the planet. See, we have it, too. There's a heavy magnetic current that's been measured by various instruments already above the Earth, you know, that if we once learned to do that, in any way, we could do a glide with cars without wheels, too.
Are they on rails?
No. No, they go anywhere. Just like we're talking now, right now, for instance, we're talking about having an instrument in an automobile that you paint a white line with certain metallic things, and you got a tape recorder and you set it, and then she's driving while you keep looking around and so forth. It's something along those lines, you see.
Well... You know, you can go on and on and on,
oh, yeah,
with Mr. Adamski.
Great. Yeah, that's Christian. Fascinating.